He took in a lot of learning his 18th year, running through the jungle with a gun. He did as he was told and overcame his fears, and gave it his best so he could say we won. When he came back home, he met with disgrace. Some kid called him killer, spit right in his face. He didn't do nothing but stand there and shake, and tell himself he was a hero. Well, he fueled the bad habits that they all had learned, but he was burning up his life at both ends. In an unused drawer, he hid the medals he'd earned and kept to himself all the scars within. Probably wouldn't see 44, it came his time. He'd used up all his luck somewhere else down the line. He still fought that war in the back of his mind. He sure didn't feel like no hero. His country called out his name. All his friends and his family did the same. And he tried not to let no one down. He tried to stand up and be a hero. Just before he hit bottom, a girl came along. She was working out some problems of her own. Together they sorted out the right and the wrong, started winning the battles they couldn't fight alone. With a careful heart, he's making his plans. He's building a home and being a man. Two fine young boys reach up for his hand, think their daddy's a hero. His country called out his name. All his friends and his family did the same. And he tried not to let no one down. He tried to stand up and be a hero. His country called out his name. All his friends and his family did the same. And he tried not to let no one down. Try to stand up and be a hero.
Thanks a lot, folks. That's on the new album, Synergy.
Well, we'll have a little bit of fun here. This was written by a fellow by the name of Jerry Short. And I loved it when I first heard it because it reminded me of the lengths that a musician will go to play better. Can I hear an amen to that?
Amen. All right.
I sense that we're in the same crowd here. This is called Reverend Brimstone.